Boy, with things so crazy in society, war all around the world, how do you keep the faith? How do you keep your head clear? How do you walk in victory?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, we must take account for the day in which we are living. We must recognize that the day and age in which we are living is very different than the day and age that past generations grew up in. And therefore, we need to make different preparations. We need to take different steps so as to be people of faith and confidence and joy and victory in the midst of the onslaught. Michael Brown, welcome to The Line of Fire. A whole lot of things to talk to you about, including some interesting comments on my Facebook page by a fellow named Jihad. Yeah, it is a name that's used in the Muslim world, but not always in the connotation of a violent physical holy war. It can also be used in the connotation of a spiritual struggle. But some interesting comments from him, some interesting interaction with a pro-same-sex so-called marriage lawyer. We'll talk about that, but I want to encourage you in the faith today, and I also want to encourage you as to God's power to act on your behalf. In fact, before I explain what I was saying about different preparations are needed because of the day in which we live, I want to share scripture with you. I want to build your faith. I want to encourage you in the Lord today. I have a question for you. Have you ever witnessed or personally experienced a miracle in Jesus' name? I mean something that has no other logical explanation other than God did it through Jesus. Have you experienced it firsthand? Have you witnessed it in front of your eyes firsthand? Maybe a friend, relative, meeting you were in where you knew the people involved. If you have, give glory to the Lord today and encourage others. I'm not saying we just snap our fingers and miracles happen all the time. I'm not saying we don't go through difficulties or have trials or tests or challenges. But, simple question. Have you experienced a miracle firsthand? You say, no question, this was God. The only logical answer is this was God. Or doctors, if it was a physical healing issue. Doctors verify there was no medical explanation. Or there's no other way to explain this. Here I am praying for this specific thing, and God does this specific thing at this specific time. Give me a call. We'll try to get to a few testimonies as well. 866-34-TRUTH. Obviously, we won't be able to hear the whole story if it's a lengthy story. But if you have witnessed in front of your own eyes or experienced in your own life a definite miracle, in Jesus' name, give us a call, 866-348-7884. The other day, I was out. I was speaking in Canada. It was on campgrounds under a tent. And I noticed that the person sitting next to me, one of the leaders there, had some bug spray. And I realized there was some bug activity around where I was. So I sprayed my arms and put some on my hands for my neck and face. By the way, it's neat to see phone lines ringing off the hook in response to my question about miracles. I put the bug spray on because it was a buggy area. If I had been out at another place or another time of the year, I wouldn't have needed it. But at that time and that place, I needed it. Today, we are bombarded with bad news, with negative images, with death, with destruction, with horror, day and night through the news, internet, our cell phones, TV, radio, constant bombardment. We must do things differently than past generations did to keep our minds filled with God's truth and life. Same principles, but applied more vigorously. We'll be back with encouragement. Stay right here.
God of light, hear our cry, send the fire.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
So how do we walk in faith? How do we walk in confidence? How do we avoid constant anxiety or depression or hardness of heart in light of all of the horrible things going on around the world today? Michael Brown, welcome to the Line of Fire. And I asked a question a moment ago, and I think if we had 20 more phone lines, they'd all be flooded. My simple question, have you ever experienced a miracle in your own life or witnessed a miracle in Jesus' name? And the only logical answer is that it was miraculous, that God acted. If so, I want to hear from you. We'll go to the phones momentarily. One thing, you may have an amazing story that is quite lengthy, and it might be worthy of a whole book. But given the parameters of live talk radio, we just need to hear kind of the gist of it, the highlight of it. And the reason I'm doing this is to encourage your own faith. The reason I'm doing this is I want you to remember that more real than all the headlines and more real than all the bad news, those things are real, but more real than that is that there is a God who rules and reigns. There is a God who is king. And Paul writes this in Philippians 4, beginning verse 6, don't be anxious about anything. Every generation, every human being, every life, there are things that cause anxiety, stress. Don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Messiah Jesus. So you put everything in his hands. Make it a regular habit of your life to put everything in his hands. Whatever's bothering you, whatever's on your mind, Father, I'm having a problem with this. I'm afraid. Lord, I'm stressed about that. Lord, I don't know which way to go. Tell him everything. Give it to him point by point. And even if you don't get an immediate answer, you will get that sense that God is faithfully caring. I can't tell you how many times I've done that and finished praying without any sense of guidance or any specific answer, but I had deep, deep peace and confidence. And remember, do it with thanksgiving, remembering things God's done in the past, hence my question for callers today, remembering things God's done in the past, and also thanking him for who he is. It will change your mental state, your emotional state deeply. Greatly. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll start in Staten Island with Adam. What's your story, sir?
Hi. I recently became a Christian about a year ago.
Wonderful.
I was raised in a Islamic household. And when my parents came back to the United States, my father's an imam in Saudi Arabia and in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And when my parents came back to the United States, you know, they made it really hard for me, and they were trying everything they could possibly do to make me denounce Christ. And I was really struggling with my faith. So I was driving in Brooklyn, and in my around my car, I own a 3D ultrasound company, and I have logos all around my car, like my car is wrapped. So I was driving in Brooklyn, and I was battling with my faith, and I was asking God. I said, I wish there was a way you could tell me that, you know, I'm okay, that my parents aren't right. You know, I want to believe you, but I need you to help my unbelief. You know, my faith, I was really struggling, suffering persecution from my dad, specifically. And I pull up to a light, and this old man in, like, raggedy clothes, almost looked like a bum on the streets, started walking across in front of my car as I was stopped at the light. And we just caught eyes with each other, and he passed, and that was it. That's the last I've seen of him. I pull up to the next light. Now, this is in Brooklyn, so the blocks aren't that big. And I hear a knock on my window. And I look over, and here is this guy, maybe 80 years old, raggedy clothes, knocking on my window. So I roll down the window, and I ask him, you know, can I help you? And he looked at me and said, do you have a business card? And at that moment, I didn't realize, you know, this guy's 80 years old. Why would he be interested in a 3D ultrasound for pregnant women?
Right.
Who would he know, you know?
Right.
And so I didn't think of that. I just reach into my glove compartment. I give him a card, and he looks at me, and he says to me, you just need to believe, and walks away.
Are you serious?
I'm getting goosebumps. Every time I tell this story to somebody, I get goosebumps. But
oh, boy.
From that moment forward, my faith went from, I had maybe a 20%, 80%, now 100% Jesus all the way. There is no doubt that God is faithful.
Adam, you know what? God is near, and he is alive. It's not just following a religious system, but he knows what you need at that specific moment. And Adam, in case our listeners missed it, tell us again who your father is.
He's an imam in Saudi Arabia. He owns several mosques in Egypt, and he's also imam here in New York, but he goes back and forth.
And how religiously were you raised, Adam?
I mean, I've been to Saudi Arabia. I've done the pilgrimage there. Pretty strict. Really strict.
And how was it that God brought you to Jesus in the first place?
A close friend of mine died. And at the funeral, I met with a couple of friends that I grew up with. And they were Christians, and I just started asking them questions. And within 5 minutes of really hearing the gospel, my life just did a 360, and I started asking myself questions and asking myself, what is truth? And when I gave Jesus that chance, I opened up that door for him. I said, Jesus, if you are the Lord, you need to tell me. And it was incredible, because from that moment forth, all I could think about in my head was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And even till today, that's all. He is an overwhelming God. He really is. I'm on fire with Jesus. I can't explain it anymore.
Incredible. Incredible. And Adam, have you been able to share your faith with other Muslims in the city?
I've been trying to reach out to several churches to maybe reach out to Muslims and just explain things to them. I've been in a couple of debates with Muslims, but I really don't know where to turn or how to approach people.
Right. Well, the thing to do, Adam, is every day to ask God to use you to let Jesus shine. 3D ultrasound is a great business to be in, by the way, because it's such a pro-life business. But just pray, God, give me divine appointments. Muslims are coming to faith around the world, as you know, many of them in many miraculous ways. And God will bring people across your path that are ripe, that are ready. They may seem challenging on the outside, but you realize, hey, I prayed, and this is the one that God gave me. And then don't put pressure on yourself to make it happen. Things will fall into place. Adam, stay right there. There's a book by a guest we had on the air recently called Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus. And I want to send that to you as a gift. But thank you for calling. That is awesome to hear. Praise God. Living God, knowing just what we need at the right moment. Stay right there, Adam, and Dwight will get your address to send you the book. Let's go to Westbury on Long Island. Darnell, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to tell you about my miracle that I had. I was 73 years old. I'm about 5'6". I was at a shopping mall. My feet hit the curb. I fell flat on my head. People start running toward me. I got inside, but I got up and I walked away. I went to the doctor. I went to the emergency room. I had a bruise on my knee. I had a bruise on my hand. And they took x-rays. They did MRI. And God miraculously prevented me from getting any bruises. I went to my doctor. She has documentation of it. 73 years old, and I fell. And I talked to a lot of people. They broke hips, and they never got over it. And that was a miracle from God. And went back to the doctor, and she was examining my face. I didn't have one bruise on my face. The bruise the next morning, all everything had disappeared. I went to church that night, and I gave testimony in church what God has done for me. And I know it was a miracle for God, because I fell into the wall in my house coming down the steps. I bruised my arm. It was like beef. And, you know, God reminded me, that is what your face would have looked like if I hadn't protected you. And I know that I had a true miracle from God. I talked to people that was my age. I talked to other people that had parents that fall and broken hips, never got over it. Yeah. I was 73 years old, almost 74, and that was a pure miracle from God.
Thank God.
I had never had any side effects from it, and I just turned 75. I'm strong,
awesome.
and I just give God the glory for everything.
Praise God.
Thank God. Because he does miracles.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Here's what Jesus said after he's speaking to his disciples. He's about to be crucified, and there lies all hell will break loose. It'll be a time of darkness and discouragement. And he says, I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation. But take heart, I've overcome the world. There will be trouble. There will be difficulty. There will be impossible situations that take place in our lives. But God. That's always where we go. But God. It's never the end of the story if you know the Lord. By the way, if you are unable to get through today, let me just give you a number to call. We just started this new hotline number. Jot it down, 704-498-4688. 704-498-4688. You can call there and leave a testimony, especially if it relates to our ministry work here. But if you want to leave a testimony, if you want to differ with me on something, you have up to 3 minutes. It's not for asking questions, because we won't be calling people back, but we will be playing excerpts on the other. It's 704-498-4688. Let's go back to the phones. Eddie in Gainesville, Virginia, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
704-498-4688.
Yeah, you need to, Eddie, need to turn your radio down. We'll come right back to Eddie. Let's go to Jackie in East Orange, New Jersey. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, I'm calling to mention briefly a miracle I had. It was a financial miracle. I had had some money that blew out of my... I had went to deposit a check, and when I took $200 out, I went to buy a newspaper. The wind was blowing. Several of those bills blew out of my hand. I had no extra money. I walked down back to work, and when I started counting the money, I still had $200 in my hand. I thought I made a mistake. I recounted, and every time I go through a financial distress, the Lord reminds me of that day.
Really? Well,
yes.
You know, sometimes little things, a couple hundred dollars is not little, but sometimes it's these things that happen that do stay with us for life. And
yes.
I remember once just in an offering, I had two $20 bills, and that's all I had on me. And I remember thinking I was speaking that night, but it was a missions conference. So I gave the two $20 bills in the offering. And then I thought, you know, I've got no cash on me. I'm about to fly out, flying through the night from California. A guy drops me off at the airport. He was a student. He didn't have a lot of money, seminary student or something.
Yeah.
And he just insisted on putting money in my hand, and it was two $20 bills. So
wow.
These little, you know, yeah, these things do stay with us. Hey, thank you for the call, Jackie. I appreciate it. 866-34-TRUTH. Eddie in Gainesville, Virginia, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, hello.
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Yes, hello. My name is Eddie. My testimony is I became a true believer in Jesus Christ when I was in prison. I had gotten into a big trouble with someone there that was twice my size. And he said he was going to kill me, and then I knew he was going to do it. I had no other thing but just to pray, and I started praying to God to bring peace, get this guy out of here. You know, I'm not a killer. I don't want to kill nobody, and just praying to God just to get him out of here. The next morning, I wake up, I start eating breakfast, and I'm looking around because people around there always like to sneak up on you. So I'm looking around. I don't see this guy nowhere. So I asked some people, hey, have you seen this guy? And I can't believe what they had told me. They said, oh, they took that guy out of here last night. And yes. I knew that that was God. I knew that that was Jesus answering my prayer. And from there, that was just a miracle I couldn't believe. And that's my testimony.
You know, God hears the cry of the righteous, and he hears the cry of those genuinely seeking him. Eddie, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Alfred in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire. Hello, Alfred. Are you there? All right. Apparently not. Let's go to Cynthia in Boston. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire. Hello, Cynthia. All right, we've lost Cynthia. That's okay. Let's go to Robert in Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, this is Robert Thomas.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling about a miracle that God gave me an assignment to help starving children overseas with a project, and I was calling and I was contacting ambassadors to help me, and I was sending out large envelopes of was filled with information, large manila envelopes, and I had prepared 12 of them, and it was a big rush, so I ran to the post office to mail them. I put the envelopes on the top of the post office box and looked around, and they had disappeared completely, and I looked everywhere, and I couldn't find them. The postman showed up to take the mail out of the boxes. He took every bit of that mail out of the boxes. The 12 envelopes were nowhere in sight, and so the next day, there were two of them that were not addressed, and they were returned to me in my post office box, stamped. And then beyond that, I started calling the ambassadors, and we was going over the information that was sent out, and I felt strange talking to them as they read information that I never sent.
Really?
So 12, yeah.
Wow. Isn't it? So it got there one way or another. It got there. The mission was completed. Johnny, play clip number 6 for us. This is from the DVD, Such Were Some of You, Miraculous Transformation of Life Through the Gospel, People Coming Out of Homosexuality by the Truth of God, by the Power of God. Clip number 6.
I saw a fantastic Christian counselor who really helped me sort through some of my identity issues.
I was giving up the God that I had made out of my girlfriend. She was literally my life. She was everything to me. She was all the love I had ever experienced up until that point. And so when I chose to follow Jesus, he just met me right where I was at.
Yeah. There is a whole DVD filled with testimonies like this, inspiring stories. Different biblical scholars talk about what Scripture actually says about these issues. Pastors, leaders, parents, singles. This is a great DVD to have. It's $20 with postage. Such Were Some of You, but we're including with it for free my 2-hour DVD debate with Rabbi Shmuley, America's most famous rabbi, on the subject of homosexuality and homosexual activism. That's a free gift when you order Such Were Some of You. $20 postage paid if you can help with a larger gift. That's wonderful. But this will inspire you. This will build your faith, this DVD. Here's a number to call, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Once more, 1-800-278-9978. Hey, a reminder to all of our friends listening on WMCA and Wave FM. Keep listening online, AskDrBrown.org. Click on the banner. The show continues.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Save the nation.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, so last week I had a dynamic guest on, two dynamic guests, talking about radical Islam. I went to a website during one of the breaks, and what I saw was just horrific. I mean, mind-bogglingly horrific. The slaughter of one person after another, after another, after another, after another by radical Muslims. Sickening. And this was during a two-minute break. I went to one of the guests' website and looked at the footage and came back on and said, you know, I made a mistake to do that during the break. But here's the issue. It's everywhere. The bad news, the tragedies, the horrors. We don't just hear about something in our neighborhood or community or family. We hear about what's happening all around the world all the time, because of which we can get anxious, we can get stressful, we can think darker thoughts instead of life-giving thoughts. And Jesus said in John 14:27 to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." God's peace is supernatural. He actually gives us his peace. Think of that. He gives us his peace. Is God ever stressed? Is God ever worried? Is God ever anxious? Capital N, capital O. Jesus says, "My peace I give." So we can supernaturally receive God's peace. And if we will focus more on what the Lord says than what the other voices say, we truly will be blessed in the midst of the storm, and we'll have an answer for those around us. Have you experienced a miracle in your own life, or are you an eyewitness to a miracle in Jesus' name? We're encouraging one another to be full of faith and thanksgiving today. Let's go to the Bronx, Evangelist McCorkle. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God is good. I'm a miracle lady. I got shot 7 times with a .38 caliber. Even as I'm speaking to you now, I have a bullet in my behind my right ear in my head. I had 2 bullets in my right arm. They removed one. I have 2 bullets in my right thigh. I got shot 4 times in the stomach and my abdomen. The Word of God says he's a consuming fire. He burned those 4 bullets up in my belly and brought them out. I only stayed in the hospital 3 days. 3 is his number of resurrection power. I give him praise and glory because he's a miracle worker. Hallelujah.
Hey,
Thank you, Lord.
I see why you are an evangelist. Thank you for glorifying the Lord. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Well, those things just happen. Well, how come they happen to somebody like that? Praise God. Let's go to Karen in King George, Virginia. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I have a miracle to tell you about.
Go ahead.
In 2003, I went on vacation with my 40-year-old husband and my 4 children to New York for New Year's. And when I woke up on New Year's Eve, my husband had died next to me.
It was
a really rough time, but I believed in Jesus. I was saved through it. The first thing I did was have my biological son by that husband, who was at that time 5, checked, and we found out that he had the same birth defect that had killed his father. He had a bicuspid rather than a tricuspid. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, I'm sorry. Plus stenosis of all arteries. And so the doctor, I took him to a pediatric cardiologist, and they said that they were going to watch him every year because these things would change as he would grow. So every year I took him back, and then he started to tell me, well, if we don't see changes, come back in 2 years, which, of course, I came back every year. I wasn't
right,
taking any
right.
chances. This past year, when I took him, he turned 15, and the doctor at that point had been telling me 3 years. He finally looked at me, and he said, and I had had my Sunday school class just praying every year. He looked at me and he said, "There's no bicuspid." He goes, it's a fully normal tricuspid. He goes, "I can't explain it. This is a miracle." He goes, your son's heart is completely normal.
Wow. Wow. So a birth defect that took your husband's life disappeared from your son. Hey, Karen, thank you for sharing that.
It's fire we want, for fire we
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, I asked a simple question half hour ago, a little over that. Just asked you, our listeners, if you have experienced a miracle in your own life or witnessed one in Jesus' name. That only logical explanation, possible explanation, is that it was God. It was divine intervention. And we needed a miracle to take all the calls. The phone lines lit up. All of our lines were busy this entire time. No way we could get to everyone that called. But my purpose in asking the question was to encourage faith, because we live in a time now where we're constantly seeing bad news. We're constantly exposed to death. We're constantly hearing about tragedy. We're constantly seeing the evil of human beings. And it's so important that we set our eyes on God and put our faith on in the truth of God's word and recognize who he is. And although we can't just push a button and cause miracles to happen left, you know, just push a button and walk through life trouble-free and experience miracles 24/7. You better believe that God is at work, that God is working miracles today, and that he hears the cry of his people. And my guest, Daniel Fazina, has written a book about divine intervention. He launched a radio program called The Divine Intervention Show. You can find out more at divineinterventionradio.com. And Daniel himself, background in media and studied in a number of different nations, done missionary work in Dominican Republic. But he himself experienced two major healings in his own life, based on which he launched his divine intervention mission. So, Daniel, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dr. Brown, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much.
You bet. Daniel, a simple question for you. Based on interviews you've done with many people who've recounted miraculous testimonies, based on documentation I'm sure you've received about miracles, based on your own experience, does someone have to be in a state of denial to say that God is not working miracles today?
Well, that's a great question. I would say a lot of times, you know, looking at it as a believer, possibly, you know, I know that belief in God and faith in God is a gift from him, but there's just so much evidence I've seen that that corroborates the fact that God is alive and he's still doing miracles in the world. And maybe those people, they just maybe don't want to believe, or maybe they just have never experienced a miracle of their own yet, but their time will come. But yeah, it's judging from the preponderance of evidence I've gotten, it's pretty hard to dismiss all of that. You know, kind of have to bury your head in the sand, you know?
Yeah, again, sometimes people don't know what's out there. Just like today, I'm doing radio. I could have asked another question. We could have focused on another subject, and I wouldn't have heard the testimonies I did hear. And they were great. I mean, they were edifying. They were faith-building. I wish I could have heard more. But you have compiled many of these. We'll talk about your book in a moment.
Sure.
But in your own life, you mention in your bio a painful chronic back condition you were healed of in 2001, and then a massive cancerous tumor in 2002. So tell us about God's miraculous power in your own body, Daniel.
Yeah, sure. Those healings are really what compelled me to write Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. But basically what happened was, when I was 16 years old, I started developing chronic back pain that was stemming from a birth defect I had where one of my lower sacral bones was fused to my hip bone. And as I grew and developed, it tore the cartilage ring, and one of my discs was bulging out, pressing against a nerve. So I went to a chiropractor to get it, you know, checked out, and I went through physical therapy and a bunch of chiropractic adjustments, things like that. But after a couple of years, I stopped all therapy because nothing was really working. I was still in pain whether I sat or stood for any length of time. It wasn't severe. It was mild to moderate, but very annoying. It was just always there. I remember in 12th grade, I couldn't wrestle with the guys, so I had to sit out gym class, and which was okay with me because I honestly did not like rolling around with other men in tights. That was just not my thing.
But got it.
Anyway, I just figured I'd have to live with the pain the rest of my life, so I stopped therapy several years in, and then fast forward to 2001, I was on a men's retreat with some guys from my church, and we're all out in eastern Long Island at Montauk Manor and Montauk Point. And there's about 40 guys in a hotel meeting room, and they said, we're going to dedicate this afternoon to prayer to Jesus for physical healing. So if you have any issues, come to the front of the room. We'll pray for you. So I was online to go to the front of the room. There were all these guys laying hands on each other and praying for each other at the front. And my friend Dave was online next to me, and he says, Daniel, what are you going to ask for prayer for? And I said, my back, because I've had this problem all these years.
And right how, then, how old were you at this point?
I was 26 at this point. So I discovered the problem when I was 16.
Got it. So 10 years of steady pain and therapy not working.
Right. And when my friend Dave asked me about what I was going to ask for prayer for, and I said my back, Dr. Brown, the pain disappeared. It was gone. Like, I didn't, no one had touched me. No one had prayed for me at that point. I was bending and twisting, and it was just, I felt like it was an atmosphere of healing where the Holy Spirit was present, and he just took the pain away. I believe he chose that moment so I would know it was him, you know, and not doctors or therapy, and I'm not against doctors. My wife is a doctor, but I know that God sometimes uses miracles as well. So that
And what happened subsequently? That was some years ago.
Yeah, that was 2001, and then the following year, 2002.
Well, what's happened to your back since then?
Oh, I'm pain-free.
Got it. Just, I mean, I understood that. Yeah. I understood that was the miracle, not just that momentary thing. But friends, here, for those who are skeptical, and this is just one instance, and I know it's your back. It wasn't someone raised from the dead or born blind. But come on, friends. When you have 10 years of steady pain, standing or sitting, when chiropractic therapy and other therapy doesn't work, and when it's tied in with a birth defect, it doesn't disappear for no good reason and then not come back. So, look, Daniel, I prayed for a guy once who had a cold, a bad cold, when I was a new believer. And I found out that he was a skeptic mocker. I found out the next day that the moment I prayed for him, he was instantly healed. And he was shaken. He came to me the next day to confess that secretly he knew what I believe was true, but, you know, he had to put up this tough outward exterior. And I remember thinking, okay, it's just a cold. But when you have a bad cold and you're all congested and you're feverish and it instantly leaves, that's major. So 10 years of constant pain leaves in an instant. You know it was God who did it, never came back. Okay, now what happened with cancer?
Yeah, sure. And I just want to comment on what you said, that it may seem small, a cold or a back pain to someone who's it's not involved with it, but if it happens to you and it's personal, God meets you where your need is.
Yes.
That is transformational. That is powerful.
Yes.
And it's personal.
Absolutely.
So God gets our attention wherever we need it. So yes, the following year, in 2002, I was working an overnight job in television, and I wasn't sleeping well, I wasn't eating right, I wasn't exercising, I was just feeling in general very miserable. And I started getting strange sensations in my chest, and that eventually turned into pain that radiated from my chest down to my right side, my right arm. And I thought I was having heart trouble, maybe even a heart attack or something, I don't know what. But I went to get it checked out, and they took a bunch of EKGs, and they said, well, your numbers are a little off. If the pain doesn't go away by this evening, go to the ER. And that's what happened. The pain didn't go away, so I went to the emergency room, and I'm in there for hours. They're taking multiple tests, and doctors are coming in. They're asking me, you know, do you have any history of heart trouble in your family? Do you smoke? Do you drink? Do you do cocaine? And none of that I had. And finally, a doctor came in after they had taken x-rays, which came back negative. And finally, the doctor came back after a CT scan was taken, and he said, well, we found something, and it's a rather large mass in your chest. And I asked him, how large is rather large? And he said, it's grapefruit-sized. And I was just in shock, you know, I was just kind of blown away. And he said, you have to get it evaluated immediately. And basically, they'd taken a biopsy, and it came back as lymphatic cancer. And this thing was so big, it was crushing my pulmonary artery. It was situated right above my heart, inside my chest, and it was actually larger than my heart. And they told me, in no uncertain terms, you know, it was inoperable. They were going to try and treat it with medication, but they said if it doesn't respond, which they weren't sure it would, I would be dead within 3 weeks to 3 months at the most. And, you know, what do you do with a diagnosis like that? I'm 27 years old.
Yeah,
I'd never been seriously ill. Yeah,
devastating.
It was crazy. It was, you know, like I was starring in an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the long and short of it was I had many different types of treatments, including acupuncture, physical therapy, laetrile, massage, intravenous vitamins and minerals, and I was supposed to have 6 months of chemo once a month, and they were going to gauge the progress halfway and see if the tumor had responded. Now, all throughout this time, I had a lot of people praying for me as well.
I tell you what, I'm going to jump in. We'll hear the other part of the story, the big part of the story, on the other side of the break. Go to Divine Intervention Radio to find out more about Daniel Fazina's work. Get the book, Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. And we'll try to hear some of those stories when we come back.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My guest, Daniel Fazina, has written the book, Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. His radio show can be heard, or you can get links by going to divineinterventionradio.com. All right, Daniel, you're 27 years old. You discover you have a large cancerous tumor in your chest. You're basically given a death sentence without some radical intervention, either medical or divine. And how come, Daniel, you went through these different treatments, these alternative medical treatments, as opposed to just saying, okay, give me the intensive radiation, chemo, and let's deal with this thing? Was it because the doctors didn't give you enough hope, or you weren't at home with that type of treatment?
You know what it was, Dr. Brown? It was kind of interesting because prior to my diagnosis, actually about 6 months before this, I had started an exhaustive study on cancer and alternative drug therapies and the whole cancer industry just because I thought it was interesting. It was fascinating to me. I had no idea that I was sick or about to become sick, which has added to the more sense of surrealness, I guess you could say, when I got the diagnosis, because I had been studying and preparing
all this time.
And, like, just, I guess God was leading me to prepare me for this. So I was looking into that, and so I knew about all different types of treatments and things like that, so I wanted to try everything I could to fight this thing. I really threw everything I knew at it. You know, everything I knew to do, I did. But I eventually came to the realization that it was out of my hands. I was a totally broken man, just surrendering everything to the Lord. I remember being in my hospital bed, literally suffocating to death. This tumor was so big, it was crushing my pulmonary artery. I wasn't getting enough oxygen, and I just prayed to the Lord. I said, you know, God, I know I'm your child. If you want to take me, I will go with you, because the Bible says that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and I believe that. But I said, Lord, if you want to heal me and let me live, I will do my best to continue to serve you and just to share with the world your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your love, and your power. And Dr. Brown, long story short, when they took that halfway point scan 3 months in, the doctors and everyone were hoping the tumor would be smaller and that the treatment would be working. It came back completely negative, gone. No more cancer, no more tumor, nothing.
Gone,
completely gone. And I just remember walking out of the radiology place, holding the scans, and looking up to the heavens. It was a beautiful, clear day right before Christmas 2002, and I just, you know, tears streaming down my face, and I'm just saying, thank you, Lord, thank you. You know, he gave me the best Christmas gift I could have ever received.
Yeah, talk about that. And Daniel, you had looked into alternative treatments. Was there anything that gave you the idea that those alternative treatments in that period of time could completely cause the cancer to disappear?
I was willing to try whatever I could. I did not know if they were going to work or not. As I said, I had many different types of treatments.
Right.
As I said, I got to a point of just utter brokenness and surrender. I said, Lord, you know, I don't know what did it. Maybe it was a combination of things. Maybe it was just God's intervention. But I think everything came together for me. And, you know.
Yeah, and really, you know, the best case scenario, they were looking for improvement.
Right.
Not disappearance of the tumor. What did the doctors say when they saw it was gone?
Oh, it was very interesting. I got different reactions from different people. My oncologist, who I started with, he was an Indian man. I believe he was Hindu. And he looked at me, and he was very reserved. And he said, yeah, you know, it's very impressive. You definitely came through it faster than most people with less side effects. The nurses in the oncology ward, they came up to me, several of them, were like, we don't see this that often. This is amazing, you know. The oncologist who took over for the original one, he just, you know, he didn't think it was a miracle at all. I said, do you believe in miracles? He said, no, I don't. And then he corrected himself. He said, well, the only miracle I believe in was having a healthy baby. That was it for him.
Mm.
Now, an interesting thing is I went to a cardiologist a year later in 2003 to get my heart checked out because chemo drugs can weaken your heart.
Right.
And he had never met me before, but he remembered my case because he read my original echocardiogram and he showed it to all of his students because it was so dramatic. And he said, not only is it amazing that the tumor disappeared so quickly, but it didn't leave any scar tissue behind. He said, normally when tumors retract, they leave scar tissue, but all my arteries and everything inside was clean. So he thought it was amazing.
Wow. And yeah. Daniel, we haven't even been able to touch on this, but I'm looking at names with documented cases that you have in your Divine Intervention book, like Derek Holmes, delivered from drug addiction, homelessness, and miraculously survived being shot 43 times in
that
a gang-related drive-by shooting. All right, listen, friends, get the book, Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. It'll build your faith. It'll encourage you. You may be in a situation where you need a miracle. Your back's against the wall, and the only hope is if God intervenes. Or maybe you need to be praying for a friend and family member, praying with faith. This book will build you up and encourage you. And Daniel, I'm glad you can stay on into the next hour. So, folks, if you will not be able to keep listening right now, go to my website later today. Go to AskDrBrown.org, click on Latest Audio, and you'll be able to hear more of my chat with Daniel Fazina. Hey, stay right there, Daniel. We'll get right back to you. And the best website to go to is that DivineInterventionRadio.com?
DivineInterventionRadio.com, that's right.
All right, great. Friends, I want you to hear the story right now of a man mightily touched by God while he was in the midst of homosexual practice, what Jesus did in his life. Clip number 4, Johnny.
And I walk up to the altar on this side of the altar, and I lift up what all I have, and I just started to say, Jesus, 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 because I didn't know how to pray. So I'm just like, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I need you. I need you to come. And it was like liquid love came over my head, my heart, my stomach, my mind, my heart, and my soul. The Spirit of the Living God that morning delivered me and set me free from homosexuality. I remember being plastered on the floor in a snot, crying mess, just under the presence of God and the mop, praying mamas. They're laying hands and they're, you know, praying so hard. They're spitting on me and they're, you know, covering me up with those like butt covers for, you know, that they make at the church so that you don't show anything. And I'm just encountering the Lord, and I've got snot on my cheekbone, and I'm just like, you know, face down, encountering Jesus. And it was like the most holy experience I've ever been in. And it was where I really felt loved and I really felt accepted. And it was better than any high that I could ever have. It was better than any relationship that they could ever give me. It was better than ever being drunk. And I'm just spending time with the Lord. It is encountering. But I knew that when I left that place, I was left with the decision of who I was going to choose.
Yeah, that testimony is one of many amazing testimonies. People who've been touched in the midst of homosexuality, gay, lesbian lifestyle, mightily transformed by Jesus. Get the DVD, Such Were Some of You. It's got practical biblical teaching, ministry insights as well. When you get it, we're giving you my debate with Rabbi Shmuley on homosexuality, absolutely free. $20 postage paid for both. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978, or go to AskDrBrown.org. My bottom line today, when we say that God is a living God, we don't mean in a distant, abstract way. We mean in an up-close, personal way. He's Abba. Boy, with things so crazy in society, war all around the world, how do you keep the faith? How do you keep your head clear? How do you walk in victory?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
So how can we walk in faith when there's so much bad news around us all the time? Remember, friends, if you lived, say, 100 years ago, and there was bad news taking place in another part of the world, or someone was getting killed in another part of the country, or there was some natural disaster even in another part of your state, you might not know about it for some days or weeks, if at all. Today we're bombarded with bad news, with hopelessness, with horrific acts of murder and atrocities being committed. You can look on your cell phone and see someone being beheaded by a radical Muslim. And then, you know, maybe you're just going to relax and watch some TV, and so much of the TV is just bad and death-related and dark. And one of the important things is to recognize we're living in a different day and age. And the biblical solutions, the biblical principles of life, of blessing that were laid out in Scripture, work just the same today. But look, if you were preparing to walk across the street versus preparing to run a marathon, the preparation would be different. And the day and age in which we live, with this constant bombardment, we need to make a more serious effort to be equipped, to be filled, to be overflowing with truth, with righteousness, with faith. How? Well, we'll talk about that on the air today. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. I'll give you some biblical principles as well. I asked a question an hour ago, and then our phone lines were lit up, completely lit up, off the hook. Boy, the expression just left my lips as I was saying it. Ringing off the hook, that's it. And I asked a simple question. Have you experienced a miracle in Jesus' name in your own life? Or did you witness a miracle in Jesus' name in your own life? In other words, the only possible way to explain this that is logical and rational is to say God worked a miracle. And the phone lines rang off the hook, and we could only get to some callers with amazing testimony. So I'm going to ask you that same question. Have you experienced a miracle in your own life? In Jesus' name, you experienced it or you witnessed it, and the only logical explanation is God worked a miracle. If so, I want to hear from you. We're going to encourage one another today. I'm going to give you some scripture today as well. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. And I have on the line with me Daniel Fazina, a man who, after being touched and healed by God in his own life, has devoted years to compiling testimonies and has a book called Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. Daniel, we've just got a minute now before the break. But what was your own experience in compiling this book? What happened to your own faith as you compiled it?
Oh, Dr. Brown, thank you so much for having me, first of all. And I just want to say that in compiling these stories, it really encouraged me every day. As you mentioned, we do live in a world that's full of chaos and negativity. And one of the great things I love about my job is that I get to share good news with people, specifically good news that God is still alive, He is well, and He is still working in the world today and touching lives. And so it really was an encouragement to me to compile all these true miracle stories and, you know, God willing, just give hope to a world that is desperately in need of hope, and it's broken and hurting and can really use some encouragement.
All right, we come back. I want to hear, Daniel, your two favorite stories from the book, Divine Intervention, 52 Stories of God's Miracles Today. And then I want to hear from you, our listeners, 866-34-TRUTH. What's your story?
Send it, Lord. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, the counsel of Psalm 1 remains relevant to this day. Michael Brown, welcome to The Line of Fire on this day of encouragement and building of your faith in the midst of a world that really is in chaos and a church that is all too often in compromise in a world flooded with bad news. The counsel of someone remains applicable and remains life-changing. If we will separate ourselves from the lifestyle and the mentality of the wicked and the ungodly, if we will immerse ourselves in God's Word and fill our hearts and minds with God's Word and God's truth, we will be steady, we will be strong, we will stand, we will succeed in what God has called us to do, and we will be blessed. Have you personally experienced a miracle in your life? The only logical explanation is divine intervention, that Jesus did something for you, and clearly you've experienced a miracle in your own life, or you've witnessed one in Jesus' name. Give me a call. We're going to hear some of your testimonies to build and encourage faith. 866-348-7884. My guest on the line, before I get to the other calls, Daniel Fazina, author of the book Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. Daniel, we've got a few minutes. Tell me your two favorite, I don't know if you have two, you may have 50 favorite, but two that you want to share right now of that you've compiled in your book. We'll read the book to get the full story, but just give us the gist of two of your favorites right now.
Sure, it is difficult to choose because there are so many amazing ones, but two in particular I really love are that of Dr. George Baugh and that of Joshua Bender. Joshua Bender I met probably in about 2000 or 2001, and he told me he had a scar on his face, I noticed, on his nose, and I asked him about it. And he told me the story of how he had been shot between the eyes at point-blank range when he was about 19 years old. And now the bullet went in and somehow missed his brain and ended up in the back of his neck. Okay, And he went to the hospital. He thought he was going to die. I mean, he figured, you know, when you get shot in the head, you die, basically. But, you know, he was praying, and he had been involved with some bad characters, gotten involved in drugs and things like that. But he prayed to the Lord, you know, and he said, look, I just hope you can help my mother to deal with this. And he said, Lord, you know, I know I've been living like a complete reprobate in sin, but if you heal me, I will do my best to serve you. So anyway, he gets to the hospital, and they finally are able to stabilize him. They give him a lot of blood, and then they finally take x-rays and scans, and the doctor comes back, and he says, I don't understand this, but the bullet is in the back of your neck. He couldn't figure out how it got there without going through his brain. I mean, he shot
between the eyes, bullet ends up in the back of his neck, and his brain is not touched.
Exactly, yes. And, you know, he went on to make a full recovery. He was released after 10 days, and that event led him to become to return to the faith of his youth, basically, and become a conscientious disciple of Christ. And in my book, Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today, you can actually see the x-ray he sent
really?
To me, where you can see the bullet in the back of his neck. Yeah, it's just an amazing story. He had it in there for about 15 years, and they finally surgically removed it a few years ago. But just an amazing, amazing account of God's protection, you know, because
The thing that's wild is I had a caller from the first hour as well. He wasn't walking with the Lord. He was in jail, and he cried out to God, and God answered his prayer. And that's what made him to know that God was real and God was near.
Yeah.
God's mercy is extraordinary. And you never know what happens when other people are praying for you. You don't know the Lord, but others are praying for you. Something happens. All right, give us one more.
Absolutely. My friend Dr. George Baugh, I went to undergraduate school with him at St. John's University in Jamaica, New York, and I met him at the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Group there, and he told me the story of what happened to him when he was a child. He was born in Ghana, Africa, and he was born with meningitis, and he was in a hospital with all other kids with meningitis, and he was not expected to live, and he said a lot of the other kids around him died, and they were surprised that he did survive. And the doctors told his parents that because the disease had progressed to his spinal cord, he would never walk. And as he grew and developed, he kind of took a couple of steps here and there, but fell down repeatedly, and he basically became a cripple. He was in a wheelchair until he was 7 years old, and at that time, his father, who was a diplomat, had gone to South Africa, and he met a prophet there who prophesied to him and said things about his family that he could not possibly have known, and he said, "You have a son, he's crippled, and I believe Jesus can heal him if you bring him to our crusade that we're holding in Ghana in a few months." So a few months later, they had this big revival meeting at a huge stadium in Ghana, and they invited George and his family, and they went. Now, George's family was not Christian at that time, and they had no idea, like he had no idea who Jesus was, but they're in the stadium. He said it was packed with people, thousands of people, and there's a guy ministering all the way up front. They had gotten there late. George was in his wheelchair, and the man of God pointed in his direction and said, "There's a young boy in this direction between 5 and 8 years old. He can't walk. Bring him to the front." So they wheeled George all the way up to the front, and the guy said, "Why are you sitting in your wheelchair?" And George is like, "Well, obviously I'm paralyzed. I've been like this for years." And he's thinking, "I hope this guy is not going to mess with me, you know?"
Mm.
And he said, "Do you believe Jesus can heal you?" And he said, I don't even know who Jesus is." But he was looking around. He was seeing all these miracles going on, like blind people seeing and the lame walking. And he said, "If that's Jesus, I'd like to believe in him." He said, "Jesus has already touched you. Get up in the name of Jesus." And he said it three times, and he put his hand over George's head. He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And George said he felt like some heat or some electric shock kind of hit his back, and he stood up and started walking for the first time since he was born.
Mm.
And he was 7 years old, and he said he believed in Jesus. And later on, the cool part about the story is he went on to become a track star in high school.
Really?
By the time he was 14 years old, he regained his neurological ability to walk normally. He was running track, and he was winning marathons and championships, actually. He was one of the best athletes in his school. Then he comes to St. John's and goes to undergrad with me. And then he goes on to become podiatry school. And today, Dr. George Ba is a practicing podiatrist in New York City. Not only that, but he's also an evangelist and a minister. So God's using him to save souls and souls, if you get my meaning.
Yeah, yeah, I got it, got it. That is amazing. You know, it whets my appetite to read the rest of the stories. My guest, Daniel Fazzina, that's F-A-Z-Z-I-N-A, his book, Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. The website, divineinterventionradio.com. Hey, Daniel, thanks for edifying us and lifting our spirits today. Much appreciated.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Brown. I appreciate you. God bless you.
All right, God bless. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to the phones. We'll start in Charlotte, North Carolina. Michelle, welcome to the Line of Fire. I'm all ears.
Hi. Yeah, I was in a previous marriage where, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Where I believe my ex-husband is a pedophile, so he was very abusive, manipulative, and all that kind of stuff. And after that marriage, I remarried. I had a baby, or my second child, and I went up to Franciscan University of Steubenville for a women's conference that summer. And as I was walking up to my car to go to my friend's house, all of a sudden, what came out of my mouth was, "I'm a good mother." All those years, I had thought I was a bad mother because I had to send my son to visit his father, my firstborn. And always upsetting to me, and my heart was always breaking when I had to do that because I didn't know if he was being abused or not for sure. But in less than a blink of an eye, that came out of my mouth. I knew that was God speaking through me. I had to hear it come out of my mouth. It took me 3 months to really know that that's what it was. And ever since then, I know I'm a good mother. It was a miracle. I mean, there was nothing less than a miracle. And I'm so grateful. I had another child after that. He's the joy of my life because I was healed.
Well, you know, Michelle, the thing that's so interesting is that God knows where we live, and God knows how to reach us where we live, and the certain things may seem insignificant to someone else because it's not their life, or they'll just say, well, that was just psychological. But when you've wrestled with something for many, many years, and suddenly God works, you can't deny that or downplay that in your own life. Hey, Michelle, I appreciate you calling. 866-34-TRUTH. I want to share scripture with you, biblical principles to help. Listen, we are in a stress-filled environment. Even being constantly accessible and wired and constant bombardment of information, it affects us. Therefore, we need to take extra steps to fill ourselves with God's truth and to take hold of God's promises. As we do, friends, not only will we change, but we change those around us through the gospel.
Give us strength to always do what's right.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the Line of Fire. And for all of you listening, not trying to get through right now, the phone lines, just as in the first hour, are jammed again. The folks who want to call and testify to God's miraculous grace at work in their own lives, something they've witnessed, experienced in their own lives. And for those who are skeptical and wondering, if you listen enough, if you listen to enough stories, you'll have to think, wow, it really sounds like God's at work. We're not saying that you can just push a button and 24/7, there's no suffering, no pain, no difficulty, boom, just get your miracle. Oh, but we are saying that God is near. He's near to the brokenhearted. He's near to those who call out to him. If we, being evil, Jesus says, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give good things to those who ask? That's Matthew 7:11. In fact, read Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11 to build your faith and encourage you to pray. James, Jacob wrote to his readers, you have not because you ask not. So many times we're bombarded with problems, difficulties, and never steadily go to the Lord in prayer. If we do, we'll find him to be faithful. Let's go to Madrid, Iowa. Jolie, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
So my story is, and I'll be as brief as I can, last month I almost lost my two-year-old son. He was at his grandma's house and by some way or another he ended up in the pool.
Oh.
So he nearly drowned. They found him unconscious in the pool. And by the time my husband was able to get to him, they were doing CPR. And I've known well enough and done enough classes that if they do CPR, you might as well just prepare yourself for what's coming next.
Yeah.
Miraculously, they were able to bring him out of being unconscious, because when my husband got there, he was blue and not breathing and not responsive to anything or anyone. Turned out he coughed up 2 liters of water, so he was in the pool for a pretty decent amount of time to get that much water into his lungs. They life-flighted him. He stayed in the hospital. I almost lost him and was thinking about, you know, letting God accept him and being prepared for that. But it truly is a miracle. I don't think it was a miracle. I know it was a miracle that God brought him back to me and let me have more time with him. Every test that they did a CT, an EKG, his blood test, anything and everything that they did on him came back in the best or most positive result they could imagine. We were in the hospital for only a day and a half, and the only reason we stayed overnight was because he came in through the emergency room and the doctors couldn't believe that he had progressed as well as he did so quickly, because we've had a rash of drownings in our area, and he was just one of the few that week. So it was truly a miracle of God, and we went to a doctor follow-up, and she said, with everything that happened, if you put him in a room with 20 kids, you'd never know he'd be the one that drowned.
Really?
And usually with CPR, you'd get a broken rib or bumps and bruises, and he doesn't have, never had a mark on him, not a scratch, not a bump, not anything ever to show that he drowned, that he almost died that day. And it truly is a miracle from God, and I couldn't be happier that Jesus had my son in his hands that day. And I'm still going to cry about it. But
oh, listen, I if I were you, I'd be crying. That's your little boy there. Jolie, thank you for sharing that so much. God's faithful. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Monty in Frisco, Texas. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Let's see, about 6 years ago, I was skateboarding in kind of a crazy place, that, you know, what X Games is. And the front truck on my skateboard came off, and my head hit cement at about 30 miles an hour, and that's all I remembered.
Ooh.
For 12 days, I was in a coma for 12 days.
Yikes.
And basically, they had an ambulance take me to the hospital, and when, you know, they're doing their evaluation of you as you're coming in, the doctors told me, said that I was like a 9.5 on the, you know, live scale or whatever, and a 10 means you're dead. And my brain was swelling. And 72 hours later, that was on a Saturday evening, on Tuesday evening, they said that my brain was still swelling, so they were having to drill holes. And they said that they didn't think I would be there in the morning. And there are just a bunch of people, kids in the youth group. I kind of the youth pastor. And a lot of people were praying. And somehow my brain quit swelling over that Tuesday night. And so then the next morning, their response was, well, good news and bad news. Good news is that brain's not swelling, so it looks like he'll survive, but, or he may live. We don't know about that, but, you know, we don't know what you'll have once, you know, he comes out of this thing. Mm. And I had, like, broken ribs, toes, bone, arm.
Yeah, and by the way, we've got a break coming up. I know you're talking about a life and death situation that's incredibly traumatic, but the end of the story is, unfortunately, we got to jump to.
Okay. End of the story is, 10 days later, I came out of the coma. For the first time, I recognized somebody walked in the room as my best friend from seminary. And I'm like, hey, James. And he's like, oh my goodness, he knows my name. And I came out of the coma, and I'm actually, 14 days after it happened, I walked out of ICU. I didn't even go to a regular room. So
whoa.
There's a lot of people praying, and
thank God.
Yeah. So,
And Monty, my producer, Matt, who's a skateboarder, wants to know if you still skate.
I do. I skate.
All right.
I do.
All right. Thank God for his mercy. And you'd say, well, those things just happen. Well, it's amazing when it happens when people are praying, isn't it? Thank you, sir, for the call. What about people who've been transformed, who've come out of sexual addiction, who've come out of bondage, who've come out of deep emotional confusion, and have been transformed? I want to encourage you to get in your hands a very extraordinary DVD. Such Were Some of You. I have a brief role on it talking about what the Bible says about homosexual practice and certain cultural, moral issues. There are others that will share their expertise, but you will be blown away by the testimonies on this DVD. It's $20 postage paid. It's the practical tool you've been waiting for to show to your friends, family members, to sit down and watch as a church. And when you order it, we're giving you with it free my two-hour DVD debate with Rabbi Shmuley Boteach about homosexuality. So call now to take advantage of this. You won't be disappointed. 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978. Give the number one more time. It's 1-800-278-9978. Or go to my website right on the homepage, easy to order, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Back with more of your calls. Jesus is Lord.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the line of fire, 866-34-TRUTH. Jesus taught in John 15 that if we remained united with him and he with us, his words filling our hearts, and we living in union with him, then we would bear much fruit. Then the prayers that we prayed would be answered, that God would be glorified through us. Listen, we are living in extraordinary times, and just a casual walk with the Lord will not cut it today. However, if you determine to have what God has promised in your life and to be a blessing that God can use to touch and help other people, if you'll determine, I'm going to put him first, I've got time driving in the car, I'm going to pray, I'm going to worship, I've got time here, I can turn off the computer, I can turn off the TV, I can get away from other things, I can take out the word and meditate on scripture, I can get alone and pray. If you'll do that, you will find God's grace drawing near in your life in a tangible and real way that will change you. Change those around you. Michael Brown, welcome to the line of fire. Phone lines are jammed with people who want to testify to what they have seen God do in their own lives, truly miracles that they have experienced or witnessed in Jesus' name. And I want to go right back to the phones. Let's go to Tom in Ridgefield, Maine. Welcome to the line of fire.
Good afternoon, Michael. I have a testimony. How God changed my life, and I would just like to be as brief as possible, although it's a little bit lengthy, and I will be brief if I can. 1949, I met my wife at a party. I married 10 years later. She was a good Catholic girl, and...
What year was this?
1949.
All right, I was born in 55, so we're dating this a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it's God's testimony to me.
Yes, yes, please, all the better.
Yeah, and I knew nothing about God, and when we got married in 1956, it was the tradition of the Catholic Church that you had to become a Catholic, and there was no God in my life or in my family. You've never heard about it, you know, some friends were Catholics and so forth. But I'm sorry. Just someone knocking at the door.
Go ahead.
I came into the Catholic Church with the smallest amount of faith, and I mean a mustard seed kind of faith. Nothing. Just looking around, and deciding of myself that I think God existed, and so I stepped into the Catholic Church. And 10 years later, while attending a mass that I was invited to attend by a priest friend of mine. I went, and it was the day before Good Friday, 1966, which was April 6th, 1966. And I was my meditation during the Mass was about the next day, Good Friday, and how they crucified Jesus. I said, I know they didn't have the cross in the ground and pick him up and nail him to the cross. I said, after he had been beaten, scourged, they had the cross on the ground. They laid him down on the cross, and they opened up his arms, and I could just sort of imagine in my mind that one of the Roman soldiers had to put his foot on the arm to keep his arm down while they nailed him to the cross. And having done that, crucified him, then they stood the cross up in the ground. Well, it was time to receive communion. And just a little bit of an aside here, I wasn't thinking about it at the time, but it was...
Hey, Tom, I apologize. I've got to jump in. We've got a break here. But tell you what, jot this number down, 704-498-4688. It's our hotline for those that aren't able to get through. 704-498-4688. Give us a call. Share the rest of the testimony. You have about 3 minutes to do it, all right? Please do.
God of light, hear our cry. Send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, we'll have to get the rest of that story later. 866-34-TRUTH. Again, you might just say, hey, I believe God's really helped me through the years. I don't see that I could have made it otherwise. And hey, we rejoice with you. But really asking for clear examples of divine intervention, that even if you sat down with a non-believer or with a skeptic or with a believer who had questions, that really the only answer would be, that was God. God helped. God had mercy. God intervened. There's just not a logical explanation. I remember flying one time, and the guy next to me had these law pads out, and he was taking notes, and you know, these legal pads, the longer yellow pads. He was taking notes and looking at cases, and I said to him, you're a lawyer? He said, oh, he's a judge. And I said, oh, my dad was lawyer in the York Supreme Court. No, a law professor he was, a law professor. So we were talking to someone. I ended up sharing my faith with him, and told him my dad was a senior lawyer in the New York Supreme Court. We talked about background and legal things and so on. And he said to me that, he's not a believer in any way, that he is an atheist, and made a statement about faith and kind of mockingly. And I said, you know, it takes a lot more faith to hold to your position than to mine. I mean, it was done in a friendly way. But God is faithful and good, and although we go through hard times and difficult times, and sometimes we don't have an answer, we don't know why certain things happen, without question, as we walk with him and lean on him, we will see him move in our lives and the lives of those whom we love. Let's go to Fort Worth, Texas. I was going to Fort Worth. Let's go to Durham, North Carolina. Patrice, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This was, to me, a miracle, even, you know, that this is a gift that was promised to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. I was seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I was praying for that encounter with Christ. And I nothing was happening by myself, so I called a good friend, and she's like prayer warrior, you know, with a crown on her head. She just really gets through to the presence and the throne of God. And we began to pray one night. She said, come over to my house. We'll pray together. And we did something, what you called carry. I don't know, you know, I'm only 36 years old, but I don't think too many young people know about carrying, really waiting on God. And we began to just pray and pray and pray. There is something powerful when you're calling on Jesus and you're waiting on him. So I just waited on him, and she something just changed around her. She couldn't even lift her head up. And she said, he's all around you. Can't you feel him? And I said, no, I don't feel anything. And she said, well, just continue to pray. And then she began to quote the book of Acts. And she, and I don't have it memorized, but she had it memorized. She said, in the book of Acts, and she just began to quote the scripture. And as she did that, it felt like a 20-pound blanket just laid across the top of my head, and I just kind of slumped over. I could feel the weight of his glory. And, this is a testimony to encourage those who are actually seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's real, you guys. It's for you. God wants you to experience his presence in this way. And this blanket of weight just came down and rested upon me. And I could barely get the words out to tell her, I feel him now. And she said, she said, well, open your mouth, because when they opened their mouth, the Spirit gave them utterance. And I opened my mouth, and I felt, it felt like someone's hand had reached in and began to move my tongue for me. And I began to speak with tongues. And in my mind, I could see the people whose language I was speaking. They looked Eastern, like I would say, I don't want to say Arabic, but they had a dark colored complexion, but they weren't black people. They had dark hair, and I saw two men standing there. anyways, I don't know. I must have been speaking their language. It was just like a vision I had for a moment. And the whole experience for me, it only lasted briefly, and I could feel that weight come off, and I just began to speak normally. And I said, well, what happened? Like, what did I do wrong? And she's like, nothing, you know. And I said, well, I was just blown
have
away.
You, yeah, and Patrice, have you seen a change in your life since then?
Oh, yeah. God saved me dramatically. I was into neat. We could get into some crazy stuff. I was into
no,
some
that's
stuff.
All right. No, I just wanted to ask that, you know, because that's the biggest thing. If God has genuinely touched us in a powerful way, there is something lasting that happens that we can then walk in, and it often affects those around us. Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Let's go to Tim in Wendell, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire. Hello, Tim. All right. Tim may have me on radio there. Need to turn the radio down, Tim, and we will come back to you. Let's go to Dallas, Texas. Larry, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, Dr. Brown, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Got a testimony about my brother-in-law. He had a heart attack when he was at a store. They called 911. Paramedics picked him up. By the time he got to the hospital, he had four more heart attacks.
And, how old was he?
He was like 52, okay? And he really, you know, hadn't taken care of himself. He was in pretty poor condition health-wise. They called the family in pretty much to come in and see him because they didn't think he was going to recover. They called in the chapel, the minister there at the hospital. And anyway, my wife and her sister, which are both very full of faith women, showed up to the hospital, and I got to witness something that really blew me away even today when I talk about it. We walked in there to see him, and they asked the nurse, you know, what needs to happen? What do we need to see here? And they said, well, you know, first off, he needs to wake up so we can see what kind of damage is being done, see if he will even, you know, respond to us at all. So they started praying for him. My sister-in-law reached in her purse and pulled out some anointing oil, anointed him on the head. And, man, he woke up. And I could tell it kind of set the nurse back a little bit. Mm. And they're like, okay, what needs to happen next? And they said, well, he needs to respond to us because having so many heart attacks and a lack of oxygen to the brain, we don't know what kind of damage there may be down there, you know. So they asked the brother there, you know, if you can hear us, you know, squeeze my hand. Well, he ended up squeezing their hand. And at that point in time, we could tell that the nurse was really put back because she thought it'd be days before he even came out of this pretty much a drug-induced coma. 2 days later, he's sitting up in bed drinking a Diet Coke. And it seems to be fully recovered. 2 weeks later, he shows up to the cardiologist, and they said they cannot find any kind of damage done to his heart at all.
Really? And he had,
yeah.
So this is, what, five heart attacks in a short
five
period of time?
Attacks.
And how many years ago is this?
It was probably about 2 years ago.
And how is his relationship with God right now?
You know what? At first he just denied it and denied what happened. But slowly but surely, man, by the grace of God, he's coming around.
Neat. Thank God for his mercy. Wow, I appreciate
yeah.
that. Larry, 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Washington, D.C. Bob, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hello, Dr. Brown. I want to first say that I appreciate your program and your witness very much.
Well, thank you, sir.
And I want to relate an experience that happened that I was told by God to start a project to help children overseas, starving children who were in hopeless, dire poverty, to help them out. And I was soliciting the help of ambassadors who had been there and worked there and writing out letters to them and actually putting out a package of about 20 pages, and I was late going to the post office. It was almost 5 o'clock. I walked down to the post office, and it was closed. The post office boxes were still there, and the post office person had not come and picked them up yet. So I put my stack of 12 envelopes that I was going to mail in a hurry. I wanted to check them out and put them into the post office box, and I looked around and they were gone, and there was no wind or anything, and they were not anywhere around. And so I got upset because here I had lost 12 mail outs. But then the post office man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hang on. Same story that we heard earlier. But I appreciate that. Thank you for calling. Didn't realize it was the same story we heard in the first hour. Let's go to Mint Hill. Tell you what, John, stay right there. I've got a break coming up. Just looked away from the clock and looked back. Stay right there, John, and we'll get to you on the other side of the break. 866-34-TRUTH.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thank you for joining us on the Line of Fire. We've been talking the last 2 hours about biblical principles to build your faith, to strengthen you in the midst of chaos, crisis, and the constant bombardment of bad news and tragedy and calamity comes our way 24/7, TV, internet, cell phone, overwhelmingly so, the images of death, destruction, disaster, and we need especially to gird up the loins of our mind, to use an old English expression. We need especially to determine that we will set our heart and mind on God, and therefore will not be moved. When's the last time you read through Psalm 46? It's an extraordinary psalm that says that God is a refuge, that he is exceedingly found in times of trouble, and that he rules and reigns, and even if the whole world falls apart, he remains God, and we remain safe in him. Meditate on that. May I encourage you today to read through Psalm 1, Psalm 46, Psalm 112. We've looked at New Testament scripture as well, but to look at, meditate on, read through Psalm 1, Psalm 46, Psalm 112 today, and look at the principles of living and the principles of secure faith that come from that. Jesus says in John 14:27 that he gives us his peace, meaning the very peace he has, he gives to us. With that peace, friends, we can go through the worst, most hellish storm and still have confidence, still be at rest in our souls, and come out on the other side with a testimony of victory. All right, let's go to Mint Hill, North Carolina. John, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. An honor to speak with you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Back in the early 70s, I was 18 years old. I hitchhiked across the country, out to California and Washington a couple of times. Second time, I went with my brother. And we were hippie-type people, if you know what I'm saying. And we met some people in Spokane, Washington. We had hitchhiked there, and we were walking around the city. And we were approached by some what we call Jesus freaks, some formerly hippie-type people who had a commune there and a coffee house. And they invited us to the coffee house, and they witnessed to us about the Lord. And we listened, but weren't really that interested, although I was seeking God in some way back then. They invited us to stay at their communal house for the night, and we engaged in a prayer session there, holding hands, and they're speaking in tongues, and we thought that was all interesting. But it got to me, and we didn't get saved, so they told us we had to leave the next day, and we were hitchhiking out of there, and we got one ride from Spokane all the way to the East Coast, mm-hmm. which happened twice, but that's an aside. We were driving along.
That's a decent ride, I would say.
It happened to me twice.
Okay.
I was in San Francisco, and I had one ride anyway. In Chicago, we were in the traffic around the, 5 o'clock, and I heard a voice speak to me clearly, saying, "Get out of the car, there's going to be an accident." And I sat there kind of shocked, and the voice came again, "Get out of the car, there's going to be an accident." to say anything to my brother other than, pull over, I'm getting out. And I didn't want him to think I was hearing voices, but I had to get out. And I got out, and they went on to have an accident later. My brother, fortunately, was spared serious injury.
Mm.
But I knew that was God, and I went on to hitchhike back home. Two guys gave me a place to sleep that those different nights, food. I didn't have any money, and I knew God was taking care of me, and it's something I can always look back on, that he spoke to me and saved me. Great stuff.
Thank God. Yeah, that's divine intervention there. Hey, John, I appreciate the call very much. All right, friends, I was about to give out the number. One more time, I'm not going to. I want to play a clip for you. There was a video sent to me by one of our missionaries in the Philippines. Some of you remember I was just in the Philippines, and we did special ministry with our leadership team from FIRE, ministering to our missionaries that are in Philippines. Others came from China, Ukraine, Tanzania. We just had a wonderful, wonderful time with these faithful servants of the Lord and their families. Some of them been on the field for over a dozen years and bearing much fruit. And while I was there, I brought with me 15 copies of Hyper Grace, 15 copies of Can You Be Gained Christian, because I was speaking to a few large gatherings, and they just wanted to have a few books for some of the pastors that were going to be there, folks that wanted to get them. So anyway, as I was leaving, Eric, one of our missionaries there, previous PA for me, said, hey, here's the book money for sale of the books. They had sold some of them so far. I said, hey, just keep it and sew it into a project. I had to pay money one of the trips, one of the flights, because it was overage in my luggage. And then, but hey, these are our workers on the field, and just wanted to bless them. And it's pretty insignificant, right? You know, just 30 books total. And they had sold a number of them, and now they're going to use the money for a project. Just hear some of what happened. Clip number 7.
Hey, Dr. Brown. I'm here with Pastor Randy.
Hey.
Just wanted you to know some of the money that you donated from your books. They're going to help Pastor Randy supply water to his house. Also, with some more of the money that you gave us, we're going to buy a water filter for him, because the water that we're actually getting here isn't the cleanest water, but it is water. But a week later now, the water pipe's been installed. The water filter just arrived today. Just want to say thank you again, Dr. Brown, for helping get Pastor Randy and his family a water filter. So thank you, and
thank you so much.
Yeah, all right. So I've watched this video, and they get this water thing so you can get water to the house, and now a water filter. And this is just a blessing, and it's such a major thing. And it was just a little money. It's just a little book sale money. And it reminded me how far the dollar can go in so many places in the world where we give our funds. You say, well, why am I sharing that with you? Well, because when you give to our ministry, the first fruits of everything that we get, the first fruits we send to different missionaries and different projects around the world. And then next, we give towards our radio ministry bills and the expenses of speaking to you on the air, and then next to our Jewish outreach. So your dollars really go a long way. I mean, the radio airwaves, it's a tremendous investment for everyone we can speak. Jewish outreach is obviously a priority for the whole body according to the scriptures. So as you stand with us and partner with us, we can make a great difference. And we want to get a resource in your hands this week if you've not yet gotten this. Such Were Some of You, dynamic, powerful testimonies of men and women who've come out of homosexuality, lesbianism, who are following Jesus. We deal with scripture. We deal with practical issues and powerful testimonies. The DVD, $20 with postage. But when you order it, we're giving you also my two-hour DVD debate with my friend Rabbi Shmuley on homosexuality. Free gift when you order. $20, postage paid. Call now, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Once more, 1-800-278-9978. Or go to my website to order, AskDrBrown.org. Jesus said, everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, the one who knocks, the door is open. Persist, friends, you'll find his words to be true.